We all struggle. We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings. Appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Welcome to another episode of the Grateful Dread Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Soul, aka the Grateful Dread. Today I am blessed. I'm alive. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm sitting here at this beach, just taking in the beauty of this gift of life. Today I want to talk about surrender. This dude I like on YouTube, he said, surrender is accepting this moment as it is. And he said that people are unwilling to surrender until they've had enough of suffering. Till they're done suffering and they choose to say, okay, I've had enough of that. I'm ready to just accept what is and not be a victim of the scenarios playing in my mind of how I will feel when this or that happens, or the thoughts that are circulating in your mind telling you what you're lacking and what you don't have. And I don't know about you, but I'm always going through a lot of things, particularly over these last few months. Today, even, I feel like with relationships, especially my marriage, I'm always going through, because it's hanging on by a thread. it's not looking good for those keeping track, but I'm really struggling with surrendering, with letting go and saying, okay, well, maybe God wants me to let go of the little teddy bear because he might have a bigger teddy bear for me. Or maybe my happiness isn't tied to this relationship. Maybe when I let go, maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll come back in a few years. Maybe this time right now is not for that. Maybe there's been enough suffering with pain. Maybe there's been enough pain for both of us to not necessarily need to keep trying to hold on to something that maybe isn't there, and maybe just need to surrender and accept this moment for what it is. And in this moment right here, right now, I could have a whole bunch of thoughts playing in my mind. I could have a whole lot of anxiety about what the future holds, or I don't want to have to split time seeing my kids. I don't want to see them 3 days a week. I don't want them to have a relationship with another dude, or I don't want this, or I don't want that. But all of that stuff that I'm saying, it doesn't exist in this moment. Not even a little bit. The only thing that exists in this moment is oxygen, deep breaths, beautiful clouds, a nice calm beach with low tide that I can get out and go walk around in. Decent temperature, probably about 40 degrees today. A lot of cool ideas I could be working on to try to change my financial situation and serve the universe as well. Love, a mountain of love in my heart, both for my children, for my friends, for my family, for Tina. Even for her, especially for her, actually, believe it or not. While I may be disappointed that right now it doesn't seem like she can handle the pain, or her version of being done with suffering this relationship is like, yo, let's end this relationship. That may seem like the best path for her, you know? And the love that I have for her isn't going anywhere. You know what I mean? It's not going anywhere. That love will always be there. The love is not purely physical. The love, the real love, not the egoic love, the that's my girl love, the real, just that light that I've been able to witness and experience and share and reflect and see within her, and vice versa. That love's not going anywhere. That love is still right there because that love is in me. I am that love. that I see in others, you know? And so I'm really trying to, and that's the other thing, surrendering isn't trying to, you know what I mean? It's really, really hard. It's something I struggle with, surrendering. As human beings, we crave control, probably more so than anything else. So surrendering is like, it goes against our nature, or our egoic nature at least. Our true nature just flows. It's always present and in perfect harmony with the present moment. But our personhood, our personality doesn't allow us to always be in alignment with our true self. So while I have a whole bunch of thoughts trying to occupy my attention, I'm choosing to give my attention to this present moment. To look at the beach. To breathe. To share this experience with you. Try to pass on whatever wisdom I believe I've gained through my experiences. And I want to encourage everybody else that may be going through anything right now. And I'm telling you, I go through a lot of things, man. Like everyone else, I go through a lot of things. But I just want to encourage you to surrender to be fully okay with this present moment. To allow this present moment. To be one with this present moment. To accept this present moment as it is. That is what surrendering is. To accept this present moment as it is. And at this present moment, everything's good. I have everything I need. I have the breath in my lungs. I have a perfectly heated body temperature of 98.6 degrees. I have this bird flying into my shot. I have the ability to love everyone I come across. I'm okay. I have the ability to create and shape my own reality. I have the ability to choose what my next moment is going to be. I can participate in this moment as well. If I move forward in life with love and compassion and understanding and gratitude and acceptance and surrender to each moment as it is, without trying to force something that's clearly not flowing, then the chances are something magnificent is going to unfold from it. So again, I just want to encourage everybody else to not look at surrendering as giving up or folding up or anything other than what it is, which is accepting this present moment as it is. I challenge you to go a step further and actually appreciate this moment as it is. Be grateful for this moment as it is. Regardless of the stories your thoughts are telling you, and the story that's playing in your mind and your perception, just really take in the peace and the love that exists in this moment. The love that you have within, the love that you have within yourself, the love that is God, the grace that is provided by God through the selfless acts of his son, the grace that you did nothing to deserve, nothing to earn, the grace that no matter what you do, you're okay if you accept Jesus. I should throw that in there. I accept the forgiveness. I receive it. I receive God's grace with open arms. I receive the bliss of this moment. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for it all. Good times and the bad, all the times we had, especially them laughs. And I intend to make more wonderful memories in my life, both with and without Tina. So, I surrender. I surrender to your will. I accept whatever is, and I know that all things work together for my good. And this present moment that I'm in may be a teachable moment. It may be a moment where I'm learning and becoming more of who I am. And I appreciate it, and I'm grateful for it. And I pray that you guys get some value from this. And as always, appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed. Yes, appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Yes. Appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.